Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Jordan Miles sensationally quits WWE. We have an update on CM Punk's relationship with WWE. And we watch as the Big Show turns.
I know you gotta pay attention with my turns because they happen quick.
For Thursday, November the 14th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
As of today, I'd like to officially announce that I quit WWE. I am no longer employee. I refuse to work for racists. Quit. Them.
That is an excerpt from a short, explosive Twitter live stream posted by Albert Hardy Jr., aka Jordan Miles, as it appears that Hardy Jr. has officially quit the WWE. Now, this comes after months of unrest following a t-shirt design for Jordan Miles that left Hardy Jr. feeling very uncomfortable. The black t-shirt that featured brownish red lips and the words Jordan Miles in bright white letters as teeth inside the lips had potentially some insensitive connotations, and Hardy Jr. took umbrage with it. However, management said that this was the design that people wanted in the company, so this is the design they were going to go with. This gets a bit more convoluted when we discover that Triple H had a conversation with Hardy Jr., and Triple H was under the impression that Hardy Jr. had approved the design. This led to continuing unrest between both parties, and it led to the live stream that we saw late last night as Albert Hardy Jr. denounces the Jordan Miles name, accuses WWE of racism, and says that he quits the company. WWE are yet to comment on this, and of course, when they do, we'll let you know.
Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture. Ah! I'll see you here next week. Yeah!
CM Punk set the wrestling world on fire yesterday when he officially returned to WWE television. He is an employee of Fox. But you know what? If you spent most of your day yesterday telling CM Punk fans to calm down because he's a Fox employee, not a WWE employee, can I recommend that maybe you get a different hobby? I'm just saying, let people have nice things. CM Punk, as an employee of Fox, is now back on WWE television, but as an employee of Fox, it means he can pursue other endeavors, like his work with the UFC. And according to Fightful Select, CM Punk remains in the USADA testing pool. This is the drug testing group that UFC use with their athletes. He was actually drug tested just last quarter. And potentially a third UFC fight for CM Punk is round the corner. And because he's a Fox employee and not a WWE employee, that is something he can very much pursue. With regards to CM Punk going to AEW, obviously now that is not a thing that's going to happen. However, we do know from Brian Alvarez that CM Punk did meet with Tony Khan to discuss a deal. Brian Alvarez says Punk met in person with Khan about AEW and they offered him lots of money, but he ended up doing this WWE gig on Fox. CM Punk will speak next week on WWE Backstage. No doubt the ratings will be slightly higher than 100,000 when CM Punk returns to WWE television properly next week.
They're going to put the mask on Jungle Boy whether he likes it or not. Talking about humiliation.
I didn't know where that mess been. Wait just a second here. Wait a second here.
Fans were chanting his name.
Here he's back. The big man is back. Luchasaurus.
Oh, just flattens the creeper on the ramp.
Look at the size of this big man.
He's swatting these guys away like King Kong in a skyscraper.
Oh, oh, that headbutt. He
hit one in the midair.
They're bouncing off of him.
The dinosaur has been unleashed here in Nashville.
How good was it to see Luchasaurus turn up on AEW last night and come to the rescue of the Jurassic Express? Luchasaurus suffered a hamstring injury a few weeks back, and there was some concern that it could be a hamstring tear that could take him out for quite a while. Thankfully, it seems as though he's got away with it just being a lighter injury. He's rested it up for a good couple of weeks, and now he is back to destroy as only Luchasaurus can. It was a big night on AEW. We saw Cody and MJF go face-to-face, and we saw an incredible match featuring Chris Jericho and Scorpio Sky. AEW TF Moments with Ross Twidell will be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today, breaking down some of the stuff, weird and wonderful, that we saw on Dynamite last night.
Don't get me started about Matt Riddle. Don't get me started about him. He got a slap last week, and he hasn't been seen since. So I am begging someone to stand in this ring with Finn Balor. I am.
It is Matt Riddle asking, he shall receive. Riddle attacking Balor.
Some big changes to NXT TakeOver War Games revealed last night. First of all, Johnny Gargano, out with an injury, will not be able to face Finn Balor at War Games. So Matt Riddle has been drafted in instead to take on Balor. Those who had quite the interaction last night to get the ball rolling on that one. This means that there is a space free on Team Ciampa for the War Games match that has now been filled by Keith Lee's adversary, Dominik Dijakovic. This is going to make for a very interesting dynamic for the War Games match.
Bloodied and battered Mia Yim.
On the women's War Games side, we completed Team Baszler as we added the NXT UK Women's Champion, Kay Lee Ray. She now sides with Bianca Belair, Io Shirai, and Shayna Baszler to take on Rhea Ripley, Tegan Nox, Candice LeRae, and a very game, and Mia Yim. We saw Yim and Shirai have an incredible ladder match on NXT television last night. We'll get into that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on with NXT graded. And finally, on WWE's show The Bump, not only was it announced that we will see The New Day defend their SmackDown Tag Team titles against The Revival this Friday night, but we have The Big Show make an appearance on WWE television. And I'm really glad that WWE are now very much being open about just how many times this man has turned face and heel.
Returns, image number one.
Ooh. Image number one. I would have to say that was during the corporation era when I first got to WWE. And I would have to say I am a bad guy. Or I'm tagging with Taker.
That was good, Big Show.
That was good,
Big Show.
It was about to be good, Big Show. Oh, see, but I'm still healing that picture.
Oh,
I haven't turned on
it.
So I do win.
I'm giving you that one.
That's
a ding ding.
I know you got to pay attention with my turns because it happened quick either way.
But, you know, I think we're 2 seconds away from a right hand that drops Mr.
Yeah,
Vince.
I've had more turns than NASCAR.
Okay.
We may be getting to a couple more of those.
Let's see the next one.
This looks like, I think, honestly, that reminds me of the suit I was wearing when Cena kicked me in the testes. That looks like the face where Cena kicked me in the huevos.
Are we saying bad show there?
I'm going to say, Yeah, I'm going to say bad show there.
Ding,
yeah.
ding, ding.
But you came out there very happy. You were looking svelte. You were feeling good in your new suit. And then you.
Yeah, that was that. Right before Mayweather broke my nose, right?
Yes.
I don't think I've turned my pillow on a nighttime as many times as Big Show has turned face and heel. I love that. I love that so much. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast. Check out cultaholic.com for the latest breaking wrestling news from across WWE, AEW, and everywhere else. And on our Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, you can watch Ross Twiddell and myself ranking every single member of the NXT roster in a brand new episode of Tiered. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.